This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Here we go on a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you. Plenty of guests today, including right at the start, Andrea Jenkins from the Minneapolis City Council, representing Ward 8 since 2017, made news yesterday afternoon when she said she is not running for re-election. Andrea has joined us a number of times on this show. She's back with us right now, like every guest on this station. Andrea is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Andrea, always a pleasure. Why are you making this decision? Why are you not running for re-election?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to chat today. And I do enjoy coming on WCCO. I've been here a few times. But, you know, I had really sort of had a goal of serving two terms and moving on, and thanks to the Phyllis Kahn rule, I actually served three terms. It's still the same amount of years, but, you know, I have been having some challenges with my mobility as it relates to, you know, my diagnosis with multiple sclerosis. So I think taking a less stressful approach to life might help with some of that. I have some amazing grandkids that I'd love to spend more time with. I have some books that I want to write. And, you know, I just think that it's time to move on beyond the contentious, divided politics that we have in the city of Minneapolis. Yeah.
Let me, and I wish you the best with your health. If your health
Thank
was
you.
In a better spot, would you be running for re-election?
You know, it's possible. Like I said, I did have this goal of two terms, and my health was in a much better spot then. So I'm not sure if I would. I feel like two terms in office is enough. I do believe term limits are important in politics. So,
what should they be in the city council? If you believe in term limits, should they be two, three, four? What's the number?
I would say three.
Three. Okay. So you're following that. Let me pick up on what you said about the contentious nature. There are a lot of us, myself included, who view the city council and look at Andrea Jenkins and see someone who makes a deal, willing to make a deal, willing to talk to others, and is viewed as much more of a centrist than others on the city council. Do you agree with that assessment?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a centrist because I think that the debates and the policies that we have are very progressive. But I do agree that I am willing to sit down and listen to all sides and try to come up with a balanced approach to decision making. And I think this council needs more of that. And that is not apparent right now.
Why isn't that happening?
You know, I think there's a lot of ideological thinking on the council. I think there is a lack of willingness to compromise. I think, you know, and I'm not sure if it's completely only related to Minneapolis City Council. You know, I think tonight we're probably going to hear a pretty divisive remarks from the commander in chief, and all the way down local state governments. You know, one of the things that I am also deeply concerned about is the attacks on trans and gender nonconforming communities, and I'm just thinking I might be able to be more impactful in advocating and addressing those issues than I can from my role on the city council.
Okay, let's talk about that. This is Andrea Jenkins, former city council president, representing Ward 4, announced yesterday she's not...
Ward
8, I'm sorry. I have it written down. I said, I don't know why I said 4. Ward 8. Announced that she's not going to run for what would have been her fourth term. That's why I got my 8s and 4s transposed there.
You
were the first black transgender woman to be elected to a city council in this country. You know how this has become such a talking point in this country, in particular for Republicans who express a lot of concern about this. We had a debate yesterday, the Minnesota House, on transgender athletes and sports. When you see the direction of this dialogue the last couple of years, what concerns you most?
Well, my biggest concern around this dialogue that, in my opinion, is a red herring, but what really concerns me most is the impact that it's having on young people, young gender nonconforming, transgender identified people, and their development physically, emotionally, mentally. I think this this attempt to erase trans and gender nonconforming people from societal life is having a negative impact on these young people, pushing people to suicide, pushing people to chemical and drug abuse. It deeply concerns me, but also opportunities for housing, opportunities for employment, opportunities to get health care that we need. These are real deep concerns, and for such a small part of the population, it has taken up a lot of airtime.
Yes,
it really, I mean, the numbers of youth, trans youth playing sports, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but they cannot be to the extent of you know, what they're talking about. I, a former athlete prior to, you know, my MS diagnosis, I played, you know, tennis with almost all female tennis partners, and my record, and maybe this might be speak to my ability as a tennis player, but I'm actually pretty good. And my record is about 50-50 with my opponents.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So,
well, let me jump on this because I want to ask you a couple last questions before we go.
Sure.
And I agree, there is a stunning amount of bullying and ignorance and cruelty towards transgender individuals in this country, in my opinion. For folks who are listening right now and heard you talk about sports and feel like that, let's say we're talking to individuals who are open-minded, who want to treat you with respect, but feel like there should be some differences with high school sports, are worried about a competitive disadvantage. What do you say to those folks who you believe, and I believe, are willing to listen? I know there's too many out there who aren't willing to have any conversation at all, but for those who are open to a dialogue, what do you say to them?
Well, first of all, as a lifelong athlete, there are different skill levels in every single individual who approaches either individual sports or team sports. There are some guys who will get pummeled by women athletes and vice versa. So I just think that it is a misnomer to think that simply because a person was assigned male at birth that they have some kind of physical advantage over another individual. And yes, people do have physical advantages in every sport at every level. And those are all factored into the game. Particularly if transgender people are taking hormones, balances out that they are no more physically better or than their counterparts in those sports activities. So I just don't see it as a real concern. And that's what separates athletes is their physical abilities to be able to move, and it doesn't really relate to whether or not they can do the work. I think a big part of the concern is, you know, not necessarily about who wins or loses, but just the realities that trans people are in these spaces, period.
So what about that? Because I'm already getting the text. People are worried. They'll say they're worried about my daughter with an individual who's transitioning to a female. When you hear fellow citizens say that, what do you say to them?
The biggest challenges with young people in sexual assaults, et cetera, it generally is coming from heterosexual males. Those are the documented cases. There are very, very few documented cases of trans and gender nonconforming people misusing and or abusing access to those spaces. It's almost non-existent.
I agree. I think the data proves that clearly. I think it's overwhelming. Let me do this before I have to let you go because I'm already real late for a break.
Okay.
The mayor's position is on the ballot this year. Jacob Fry is running for re-election. You have a number of other names out there, including Emily Kosky, who is a member of the city council.
Yeah.
Do you have an endorsement right now you'd like to offer up for the mayoral election of this upcoming fall?
Wow. Well, I will say this. Most of the people who are seeking the mayoral position are really good friends of mine, including Jacob Fry, who has been doing a really great job. I think in light of the challenges that we have been having in the city during my and his tenure. But I'm absolutely positive that, you know, my good friend Dwayne Davis could do this work and or Councilmember Kosky. So, you know, I'm just kind of waiting to see how things are going to play out after the conventions. And then I'll step forward and make some decisions at that time.
Andrea, thank you so much for coming on again. Thank you for your service. And I bet even after you leave the city council, we'll reach out again. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you and have a great afternoon.
You also. Andrea Jenkins, you want to react? You can. 651-461-9226.